新约圣经马太福音。
Well, we're going to turn to the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章第十二节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 12.
马太福音第四章第十二节，耶稣听见约翰下的监，就退到加利利去。
Now when Jesus heard that John had been taken into custody, he flew into Galilee.
然后十七节
，verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人。就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们。他们立刻舍了船，离了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 to 23. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me.And I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father, and followed him.
23节
Verse 23.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音。
Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们。
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him.
然后我们读第十章第一节。
And we'll read.Chapter 10, verse 11.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
我们再一起祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，再次把我们召聚在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for bringing us before your presence.
带领我们再来坐在主耶稣基督的脚前。
For leading us before the foot of our Lord Jesus.
来听主的声音。
To hear the Lord's voice.
听主向我们所赐说的恩言。
To hear the message the Lord has for us.
你祷告奉主的名。
To pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.马太福音呢是说到主耶稣他是那将来的王。
Gospel of Matthew speaks about Jesus who is the coming king.
是哪里的王呢？
Which king?
那么是在天国里面的王。
The king of the kingdom of heaven.
我们主他本来就是万王之王，万主之主，他是创造宇宙的。
We know that the Lord Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He is the Creator of all things.
但是圣经呢特别说呢，他还要在将来千年国度里面做王。
We also know that the Bible says that Jesus in the millennial kingdom will also be king.
在这个国度里面不但主要做王。
In this kingdom, not only will the Lord be king.
所以他信他跟随他的人也要在主的国度里面做王。
But all those who believe in him also will be king with him.
还在国度里面要享受啊，神从创世以来啊，神的心意啊，在那个美丽的那个国度里头了、啊，一同的享受那神的创造。
But all those who have believed in him, they will also be able to enjoy the fruits of his creation.
哎，在国度里面呢，那个景象是非常的美丽啊。
That in the kingdom, the condition is so beautiful.
啊，那个那里啊，沙漠跟旷野啊都要开花哈，像玫瑰开花。
That even in the desert wilderness, there will spring forth flowers.
啊，野兽啊，要跟人的和平相处。
And there will be peace among men.
人在里面的活的那个日子啊，像那个树木，那个年子有多长啊，人在里面活的就多长。
So just like the tree, as long as the life of the tree is, so that will be the life of mankind.
啊，在国度里面呢，神恢复的那个工作达到了高峰啊。
And that in the kingdom of heaven, he's going to,
To the pinnacle of God's covering. 那么，这是什么呢？
And what is this?
这是福音啊。
This is the gospel.
福音是什么呢？
And what is the gospel?
福音就是好消息，对不对？
Gospel is good news.
所以天国呢是一个好消息。
So the kingdom of heaven is good news.
哎呀，那个在天国呢，在天国要把神的那个永远的心意显明出来。
In the kingdom, the eternal purpose of God will be revealed.
所以主耶稣就来传的福音呢，就是传天国的福音。
The gospel that Jesus preaches is the kingdom of heaven.
传个天国的好消息。
To preach the good news.
哎呀，在马太福音里面呢，第四章、第九章啊，是说到主他自己来传天国的福音。
在 Matthew chapter 4 and Matthew chapter 9 records that Jesus himself will preach about the gospel.
二十四章他说呢，要我们去传天国的福音。
Matthew chapter 24 calls us to preach the gospel.
我们今天来传福音的时候，不但传人要得赦罪的恩典啊。
And when we preach the gospel, not only is mankind going to receive this.
我们呢今天要传福音，要传那个天国的好消息。为了这个天国的好消息，主他道成了肉身来到我们当中了。他亲自呢成了人呢，成就那个救恩呢，他要带领人众子要进到国度里头去。主在地上所成就的救恩呢，有一个高的旨意，就是要带人进入这个丰盛的国度里头。
And the eternal will of God is for all of His children to be able to enter into the glorious kingdom.
为了这个国度的福音啊，
for the sake of this,
为了这个荣，为了这个荣耀的国度，
for the glorious kingdom.
那么他也在地上的时候预备一批人呢，跟随他做他的门徒。
Here on earth, He'll prepare a group of disciples to follow Him.
然后你看，我们在刚刚所读的那个马太福音呢，当主他出来传福音的时候啊。
What we just read when the Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel.
天国近了，你们当悔改。
He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
紧接着呢，他就呼召了四个门徒来跟随他。
And then right away he called four disciples to follow him.
他呼召西门，呼召安德烈、雅各、约翰来跟随他。
He called Simon, Andrew, John, and James to follow him.
他们听见主的呼召了，他们就撇下了他们所有的来跟随主。
When the Lord Jesus called him, they immediately left everything behind to follow him.
主在地上啊工作的时候呢，他招了很多的门徒。
When the Lord was working on the earth, he called many disciples.
我们不知道他到底有多少门徒跟随他。
We don't really know how many disciples followed him.
至少呢，十二个使徒呢是他的门徒。
Another is that 12 apostles who followed him.
那么在约翰福在路加福音第十章的时候。他也呼召了七十个门徒，打发他们出去，七十个人，两个两个出去的，这七十个人是他的门徒。
We also know in Luke chapter 10 that the Lord Jesus called 70 disciples and sent them out in pairs.
在那个使徒行传第一章啊，主耶稣复活升天之后呢，有120个人呢在那里祷告，等候那个圣灵的降临。
We know in Acts chapter 1 verse 15 about 120 persons waited upon him.
那这是120人必定是他的门徒啊。
And we know these 120 disciples were his disciples.
那在那个哥林多前书十五章，他说到主的复活的时候啊，说主耶稣从死里复活以后啊，曾经向500多个弟兄显现。
We also know in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 6 that when he resurrected, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time.
那这500多的弟兄，他是很多人到今天还在成为主耶稣基督复活的见证。
These more than 500 brethren still remain until now, but some have fallen away.
这些人都是他的门徒，跟随他的。今天呢，主在我们当中呢，在他百姓当中也是呼召人在起来做他的门徒。
And so even now today, the Lord Jesus calls his disciples to come up and follow him.
我们不但是呢相信主、接受主的救恩，我们要起来跟随主、服侍主、做他的门徒。
Not only does the Lord call us to be his disciples, but he also calls us to follow after him to serve him.
其实每一个信主的人呢，都应该是个门徒啊。
Actually, all of us who believe in the Lord are his disciples.
都应该起来学习认识主，不是主。
We should all come to learn to know the Lord and to serve him.
所以我们呢，先来看看呢， 主呢是怎么呼召这些门徒。
So first we're going to see how the Lord called the disciples.
像我们从这个四个门徒被主的呼召，我们来看看主今天怎么呼召我。
So from these four disciples, we're going to see how the Lord called them.
在马太福音我们在读的时候呢，我们有点稀奇哈。
And as we read Matthew chapter 4, we find something very interesting.
这四个门徒怎么？主一呼召他们就放下一切跟随主了。
What's that? As soon as the Lord called them, these four disciples immediately left everything and followed him.
其实呢，如果我们去看马约翰福音呢，其实这些人呢，他们在之前他们已经是主的门徒。
Actually, if you take a look at the Gospel of John, these disciples were already his disciples before this incident.
当耶稣从约旦河里头受了约翰的浸之后。
After the Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River,
那约翰呢为他做见证说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And John had testified that, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of this world.
看哪，这是那位将来要有圣灵给人施洗的。
But behold, this is the one who baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那一天呢，那个耶稣从面前就经过之后啊，那个约翰呢，再次跟他见，向他的门徒们见证说，看哪，神的羔羊。
And then afterwards, the next time he saw the Lord Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
那他的约翰的两个门徒啊，就听见了，就跟随主了。
So then John's disciples heard this and followed after the Lord Jesus.
那这两个门徒，一个是安德烈。
And one of John's disciples is Andrew.
另外一个呢是约翰。
The other one is John.
那么他跟着主住了一天以后呢，发觉这个真是基督啊，真是主啊。
So then after they lived with the Lord Jesus for a day, they said, "Oh, truly, this is."
那么约翰安德烈就找到他哥哥那个西门彼得说那个跟他说呢，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
So then Andrew went to find his brother Simon, who was called Peter, and said, "Oh, we found the Messiah."
就带他去见主了。
To meet the Lord.
主给他起个名字，叫他的名字叫做基法。
And then the Lord gave him a new name, Cephas.
那么接着呢，主又呼召了腓力，他也呼召了那个拿但业。
And the Lord also called Philip and Nathanael.
哎呀，他们呢都认识主啊，知道这个主，他就是要来基督啊。亚当那甚至说呢，你是有神的儿子，你是要来的王。
And so, both Philip and Nathanael came to also know the Lord and recognize him as the Messiah. And Nathanael also said, "Oh, you are the Christ, the Messiah."
是神的儿子呢，龙。那么第二章的时候呢，那么耶稣啊，就是这个他说第三日哈，就是约翰给他做了见证第三日之后。
And then after this, 3 days later.
那么他们到了加拿啊，到加利利的加拿那里有个娶亲的筵席。
And so they went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee.
他说那里说他耶稣的母亲在那里。
And it says that Jesus' mother was there.
他说耶稣和他的门徒也在那里。
And also said that Jesus and his disciples were there.
耶稣的时候已经有些人当门徒，刚刚所到那些人已经是他的门徒跟随他了。
There were already some of those who were disciples who were following him.
当主耶稣基督把那个水变成酒啊，让那个喜宴欢乐啊。
So when the Lord Jesus turned the water into wine, there was great joy.
那么那个他就在说，这是耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
And it's recorded that this is the first sign that Jesus performed.
显出他的荣耀了。
To manifest his glory.
他再次说了，他的门徒们就信了他。
And it also says that his disciples believed.
这些门徒们呢，跟随着主，已经跟随主，已经开始对他有更多的认识。
And so these disciples followed him and had a deeper understanding.
你看，然后第三章、第四章的时候呢，那么约翰在那里的时期。那么主耶稣基督和他的门徒也在那里施洗。
And so in John chapter 3 and 4, John the Baptist is baptizing, and then Jesus is also baptizing.
那么主呢，因为听见法利赛人说了，他施洗比约翰施洗的罪更多啊，他不愿意再产生这个矛盾呢，他就离开那个地方。
Because some of the Pharisees knew that Jesus was baptized more than John the Baptist, Jesus left because he didn't want to cause any conflict.
圣经没有给我们清楚的记载哈，这段时间呢，到主离开那个地方，到底再出来服事，这段时间发生了什么事情
？During this time, the Bible doesn't really record how much time has elapsed between these two instances.
但是我们知道呢，这段时间他们的门徒离开主，回到自己家里去了。
We know that the disciples went back to their homes.
那直到约翰下了监。 那么主他再起来，那个要传福音。
So after John the Baptist was in prison, then Jesus began to ministry again.
那个约翰的福音，约翰的那个服事实在是很大哈，他有这么多人跟随主，跟随他做他的门徒。
The ministry of John the Baptist was so great that so many disciples followed him.
那么到了一个地步呢，甚至呢，他的服事跟主的服事中间有冲突了。
And we came to a point where his ministry and the Lord Jesus' ministry had a
虽然呢，那个约翰知道啊，主才是那样的那一位，不是他，他不是那一位。
John the Baptist knew that he was not the Messiah.
但是呢，他的服事呢，确实呢，在那时候不能够对主的服事有帮助。
He knew that his ministry could not help the Lord's ministry.
那么，他应该。他的服事呢是带进主的服事才对。
And John the Baptist's ministry was actually to care for the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
我想这是也是出于神的手啊，这时候就让约翰下了监了。
And I believe that this is also God's hand that caused John the Baptist to be put in prison.
约翰不是要来的那个。
John the Baptist was not the one to come.
他不过是主的先锋而已。
He was only the God's prophet.
The herald, 哈，那他的先锋而已。那么现在主那个基督来了，他必须要先那个退下去。那么当约翰下了监以后呢，就主再起来在那个传福音。这时候呢，主开始去找这些门徒，把这门徒们找回来。那么在约翰的福音第四章呢，并没有不是很记载很清楚这个主在那时候在呼召这四个门徒的时候是怎么一个详细的情形。
Now John chapter 4 this is only recorded specifically the situation when
马太福音
上 Matthew this is only recorded specifically how he called the disciples.
在路加福音第五章的时候，他有个详细的记载。
But in Luke chapter 5 there's a very detailed description.
那天呢，这主就开始传道啊，有许多的人跟随他，拥挤他要听他讲道。
And in Luke chapter 5 there were many of those who were hearing him preach and they went to follow him.
那么呢，他到了海边呢，他只好人太多了挤他了，他就上了一个船，在船上坐下来来向他们讲道。
And so the Lord Jesus got into the boat and was preaching. And a lot of the disciples heard him preach.
那么这个船呢是谁的船呢？是西门彼得的船。
Whose boat is this? This is Simon Peter's boat.
主啊，特别找到西门彼得船，到船上坐下来，然后就跟众人讲道。
So the Lord specifically went to Simon Peter's boat and preached.
那么讲完之后呢，就跟西门说了。那个把船开到水深之处下网，那个下网打鱼。
So after the Lord Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the net for a catch."
西门彼得说：“主啊，叫夫子啊，夫子啊，我们劳碌了一整夜，什么都没打到。那你知道那时候打鱼是晚上打的，白天没人打，没人白天不打鱼的。”
So Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing because back then."We fish at night, not in the daytime.
那么，但是依着你的话，我就下网。
But I would do as you say and let down the net.
哇，这个网一下去以后啊，拉上来那个鱼啊，多得不得了啊。
So as soon as they let down their nets, they included a great quantity of fish.
哇，那个网呢，都快要破了。
And the nets began to break.
他们把另外一条船也招来。
So then they called the other boat.
那条船是雅各跟约翰他们的船。
And that other boat was John and James' boat.
那么两条船呢？来了，把这个网拿上以后啊，这个鱼啊，装满了两条船，那个船呢，两条船都快沉下去了。
So these two boats came and they filled both the boats. The boats began to sink.
那个彼得一看见这件事情
，So when Peter saw this,
还立刻伏在那个主耶稣基督的膝前啊。
He fell down at Jesus' feet.
那么跟说，这是叫他主了，好了，不叫他伏着，主啊，离开我，因为我是个罪人。
Saying, "Go away from me, Lord," and now he calls him Lord.For I'm a sinful man.
我们不知道他们当初为什么离开了主。
We don't know why they originally left the Lord.
也许因为主是因为时候没有到，约翰还没有下监，所以把他们打发回去。
It could be because John the Baptist hasn't been put in prison.
也可能呢，他们觉得生活这个没有信心不够，他们会回家打鱼去。
Or Or it could be maybe their wife didn't have enough faith, so they went home to catch fish.
彼得就是这样的人呢、啊，他到复活之后太早，找他们去打鱼哈、
啊。So Peter's like his kind of personality. Even after the Lord had resurrected, he went to go back to catching fish.
那么主再次呼召他们的时候，是用这样的神迹来呼召他们。
So when the Lord called them again, he called them based on this great miracle.
他让他当叫他的门徒们看见他是怎么样一位丰富的主。
He wanted to see how full, the great fullness of the Lord.
他是怎么样一位有能力、有荣耀的主。
That he is the Lord with so much power, with so much wisdom.
彼得一看见这件事情呢、啊，他就看见自己所做的，伏在脚前说：“主啊，你看。”
So after seeing this, the Lord Jesus, Peter fell at the Lord's feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
主跟他说，他说。不要怕啊！那时他真是害怕啊！不要怕，从今以后你要得人了、啊。
So the Lord says to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be touching men."
那么他们这两条船、两对弟兄就撇下了一切，跟从了主。
So the two boats and the brothers, they left everything and followed.
这对我们今天来讲，主今天呼召我们，是不是很类似呢
？So the Lord calls today, very similar.
我们当我们听见人向我们传福音。
When we hear people preaching the gospel,
说耶稣基督是神的儿子
saying that the Lord Jesus is God's son,
他的血洗净我们一切的罪
that his blood cleanses of all our sins,
我们认识了主我们相信了主
that we now know the Lord and believe in the Lord,
我们呢愿意跟随主
that we're willing to follow him.
但是呢好像大部分的基督徒的经历、啊、我就是很少弟兄很少这个神的儿女们一信主以后啊他就火热的追求主。
But based on my observation, since that most Christians, after they believe in the Lord, not very few with a fervor and fire in their hearts pursue after the Lord.
可能大部分人在好一段时间信主之后呢，大概就是啊，收手啊，就是一般的基督徒啊。
Most Christians after they believe in the Lord are kind of mediocre social Christians.
知道呢，主的恩典再次临到。
But then when the Lord's grace falls upon you again.
再一次，这主的呼召临到我们。
And when God calls us again.
那么我们再去被他复兴了，我们愿意起来追求主，认识主。
Because of his calling us, we are willing to rise up and follow him.
我在信主这么多年哦，我常常觉得一件非常稀奇的事情。
After believing the Lord for so many years, I found something very interesting.
Very amazing, huh? 神在不同的时候，今天呼召这对弟兄，这弟兄的姊妹信主多少年了，突然被主复兴了。
Sometimes a Christian, after believing in the Lord for so many years, all of a sudden, suddenly just his fervor comes back into him.
突然呢，那个好像撬开了，哎呀，看见主是那么的宝贝的。在彼得的前书他说什么他说父是要用荣耀和美德招我们的主
And it says in 1 Peter that he has called us by his grace and excellencies
我们都需要神的神来用他的荣耀用他的美德来招我们
And it is by his glory and excellencies that he calls us
当我们看见主的荣耀的时候
And when we see the Lord's glory
看见主的大能的时候
And we see the great hand of the Lord
我们呢已经信主的人要再一次伏在主的面前说主啊我是个罪
When that happens, we'll fall down in the feet of the Lord and say, Lord, I am a sinner.
主啊，再次求求你怜悯。
May you have mercy on me.
也实在啊，如果我们没有看见主的荣耀，没有看见他的美德的话，没有办法起来跟随主。
So we don't see his glory, we don't see his excellency, it's hard for us to rise up and follow him.
但是感谢主啊，他是用他荣耀和美德召我们。
But thank the Lord that it is by his glory and excellence that he calls us.
仿佛的我们呢，都看见他的荣耀。看见他的美德，看见他的能力起来了，跟随他。
May we all see his glory and excellence and power and rise up and follow him.
当主他呼召这些门徒之后
，After he called his disciples,
那么主呢，开始训练他们。
Then the Lord began to train them.
啊，那个主呢，那个我们在神的家中啊，做门徒的人呢，是要学习做门徒的。
So those of us who are in his house that were disciples, we need to learn to be disciples.
做门徒啊，是要学的。
To be a disciple, we need to train.
主呢，他亲自的教导我们。
So the Lord can teach us.
在许多方面来教导我们。
He teaches in many different things.
那么在人跟我们说呢，这个 这个门徒这个字啊，那么更好的解释了，还不是现在的学生啊。这个门徒更好的解释像是学徒啊。那么学徒呢，不但是跟着师父学知识。
Not only does the apprentice follow the master to learn skills,
学徒呢，那跟着那个师父做事情。
But the apprentice also does things with the master.
那么学徒呢，还直接从那个这个师父呢，学许多人生的道理啊，是做人做事的道理。
And the apprentice also learns directly from the master how to develop a character.
那么主呢带门徒的是这样子带的，他他们不仅是仅仅是他的学生，他们是他的学徒啊，是当个学徒的来跟着师傅走。那么主呢，基本上呢，这大概从三个方面来训练他的门徒。首先呢，他是从他的话语，他的真理上面来教导他们。
First, the Lord trained the disciples through His word, teaching them the truth.
那主在地上呢，讲了很多很多的话啊。
The Lord spoke many words on earth.
他呢，教导了非常非常多的真理。
And He taught many truths.
但是呢，我们如果注意的话呢，你发觉他讲这些真理的时候呢，大部分主要都是跟那个门徒们讲。
So if we pay close attention, most of these truths taught by the Lord were taught directly to the disciples.
那么在马太福音呢，马太福音很特别哈，马太福音它的是一个主题一个主题的来记载那个做主的事情 ，one thing at a time。
And the Gospel of Matthew was one thing at a time。
那么在马太福音第五章到第七章的时候呢，它记载的是登山宝训。
In Matthew chapter 5 to 7, it is the Sermon on the Mount。
那么是说到那个天国的宪章哈。
It talks about the laws in the kingdom of heaven。
那么他说到在天国里头的人呢，是应该怎么样的性情，怎么样的人可以在天国里头。
It describes what kind of people consist of the kingdom of heaven.
那么主在什么时候教导这讲这篇道呢？
When did the Lord Jesus give this sermon?
那么耶稣呢，看见许多的人跟着他，他就上了山，然后他坐下来。
When Jesus saw crowds, he went up on the mountain and sat down.
他说门徒到他跟前了。
他
就开口教训他。
So he opened his mouth and began to teach them.
所以登山宝训呢，实在来说呢，还不是对于所有的人讲哈。他主要的，他先对的是谁？他教导的主要的对象是他的门徒。
So not only was the Sermon on the Mount directed to crowds, all people, but more specifically, the Sermon on the Mount was directed to the disciples.
实在呢，唯有做属门徒的人呢，你才会注意这个登山宝训呢，你才会跟随，那才会照着行哈。
Only those who are disciples will listen closely to the Sermon on the Mount and will live their lives in accordance with the Sermon on the Mount.
登山宝训里面说讲的那个标准是这么样的高哈。
The standard of the Sermon on the Mount is so high.
除非啊，你愿意来跟随主做他的门徒。
Unless you're willing to follow the Lord and be His disciple,
我觉得这些话呢读不进去的。
Otherwise, you can't. These words won't really enter into your spirit.
那么在马太福音第十三章的时候呢，他说到天国的奥秘。
So then in Matthew chapter 13, it talks about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
那时候呢，因为法利赛人呢，这个亵渎圣灵啊，说他赶鬼啊，是靠着鬼王赶鬼啊。
At the time, the Pharisees were saying that he was casting out demons by Beelzebul.
那么神主那时候开始他的讲道就开始改变了。
So then the Lord started changing the way he
spoke. 那么他不再明明的跟这众人讲道，他开始讲比喻了。
Then he was no longer speaking directly to the disciples, but he was speaking in parables.
他那里讲了很多的比喻，撒种的比喻，这个麦子的比喻。
He spoke the parable of the sower, he spoke the parable of tares among you.
那么他只讲比喻，他不知道做任何的解释。那门徒们就在底下来问他说：“这为什么主啊？为什么跟众人讲比喻呢？为什么不讲道理呢？”
就
说呢，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
And then Jesus answered them, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. For them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him.
所以这个天国的奥秘这个比喻呢主要的是跟着门徒们说的当中的解释。
So the mysteries of the king of heaven were explained and disclosed to the disciples.
那么马太福音24章25章呢说到主要来的时候那时候的情景。
And in Matthew chapter 24 and 25, it speaks about the signs and conditions when Christ returns.
那两章告诉我们主要来的时候将要发生的事情。
It tells us when the Lord returns, what will happen?
这些话是跟谁说的单单只跟那门徒们讲的，就是众人都不在，没有其他人在旁边。
There were no one else around. It's directly to the disciples.
你看见呢？主在地上的时候呢，花多少的功夫啊，教导这些门徒们关于天国的真理。
You see how much effort and time was spent by the Lord Jesus to teach and train his disciples.
甚至主耶稣基督从死里复活之后
，Now after the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead,
他花40天之久啊，跟门徒们在一起。
He spent about 40 days with his
Disciples. 讲什么呢
Talking about what?
讲神国的道
Talking about the kingdom of heaven.
告诉他们呢凡是摩西的律法先知的书诗篇上一切关于主的记载 都要应验的
He was speaking about the things which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the songs that have to be fulfilled.
那么40天之久啊主开这些门徒的眼睛
And then after 40 days the Lord opened their eyes.
这是一个密集训练啊让他们认识了圣经上面凡指的就所说的话。
So that they would be trained and they would come to learn and know the Lord's word.
我们今天起来要做主的门徒。
Today we have to be the Lord's disciples.
我们呢实在需要首先呢多花功夫来读主的话。
First thing we need to spend a lot of time studying God's word.
唯有呢用各样的智慧的把主的话丰丰富富的存在我们心里。
That we need to diligently absorb and treasure and keep God's word in our hearts. So we can treasure his will and ways in our hearts.
我们呢借着主的话呢认识主的心意。
So that through God's word we can come to know God's will.
借着主的话呢知道主要做的事情。
And through God's word we can come to know the way God works.
认识神工作的法则。
To come to know the
principle.
principles of God's word.
那么我们才有可能起来做主的门徒。
So that then we can rise up and meet the disciples.
那个这是主的在第一个方面呢教导这些门徒。
It's the first way that the Lord trained the disciples.
让他们对于天国的真理啊有清楚的认识。
That they would have a clear understanding of God's kingdom.
那么主在第二个方面呢教导他们呢。
There is a second way that the Lord trained the disciples.
那么是主是借着他的平常服侍的时候呢一些实际的例子来带领他们。
Through the Moses' daily being an example through his life, he set himself as an example for the disciples.
在地上不但是那个讲了许多的话
Not only did the Lord speak many words,
那么主在地上也行了许多的神迹奇事。
But he also performed many miracles and wonders.
那么主在地上他那个医病他赶鬼。
He healed the
sick,
he cast out demons.
叫长大麻风的洁净叫聋子听见那个哑巴说话。
He cleansed the lepers, he caused the mute to speak and the deaf to hear.
他医治了许许多多的病。
He healed many diseases.
当他在做这行这些神迹奇事的时候
When he was performing these miracles and wonders,
门徒们都在旁边看。
All the disciples were watching.
门徒在旁边看这个师父这个老师怎么样来行使神的能力那个行使神的权柄。
All the disciples were observing how their master, their teacher, was able to perform all these miracles.
那么有些神迹呢，有些主的神迹啊，他特别提到哈，主行这些神迹，他一面行神迹呢，他一面他教导他的门徒们呢。
So while the Lord Jesus is performing these miracles, he is simultaneously teaching them, teaching his disciples.
譬如说呢，这个唯一一个神迹也是记在四个福音书里的那个神迹啊。
For example, there's one miracle that was recorded in all four Gospels.
那么就是那个五饼二鱼的神迹。
Which is the five loaves and the two fish.
那么这一次唯一的一个神迹，四卷福音书都记载了。
This miracle was recorded in all four Gospels.
哎，说我们看看呢，这个在主在行这个神迹的时候，他做了些什么话
？So in this miracle, what did the Lord say?
那么在约翰福音他那里啊，他是说到主，他先问了一个问题。
So John, the Lord asked a question.
哎，那时候呢，他看见许多人在这旁边啊，然后就问腓力。
He saw a large crowd and asked Philip.
他说呢，我们到哪里去买这么多的饼啊，叫这些人吃饱呢？
Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?
就这么多人跟着我们。那么到哪里去？那个去怎么叫他们吃饱呢？啊、
so many people follow us. Where are we to buy bread so that they may eat?
那么他那里特别说呢，他说呢，主说这句话呢是要试验腓力。
Specifically says that he was saying this to test him. To test
him. 他自己原知道要怎么样行。
Because for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
哎，这腓力被这个考试一考，考倒了。
And so
he failed.
Yeah, he failed the test.
他说呢，我们到这个，就是这这么多人呢、啊，就是二十两银子的饼啊，这也不够他们自己人吃一点点的啊。他们先想到的是说，哎呀，我有多少钱啊，这可喂饱这么多人啊。那么在其他的福音书的时候，他是门徒们也问同样的问题。那么那门徒们呢，看见了这个许多的人呢，一直跟着他，这太阳都快下山了啊。那么他们这些门徒们就跟主说呢，主啊，这个太阳快下山了，这个野地啊，对吧？没有东西吃的，怎么样？打发他们出去吧，好，打他们回到这个村庄里去吧。
And so the disciples said to Jesus, this place is desolate and it is already quite late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves some food.
主怎么说呢？
And what did the Lord say?
主说呢，你们给他们吃吧。
Well, so you give them something.
哇，这一说呢，这门徒们都考倒了哈。
So the Lord heard, when the disciples heard, they were like, oh wow.
然后说，这么多的人，就算是二十两银子的饼呢，也不够他们吃的哈。
There's so many people, just
不但腓力他没有想到，
那我们做他
没有一个门徒们想到，为什么不来问问主呢？那
我们做他说这些什么的 disciples, why did they ask the Lord?
为什么不问问主？这些人该怎么怎么样来喂饱他们？
Why did they ask the Lord? How can the Lord find a way to feed them?
没有一个人想到主会行神迹。
No one had thought that the Lord would perform a miracle.
主就问他们说，你们有什么吃的？你们有什么东西？
So the Lord asked how many loaves do you have?
他们去和这个找一找啊，说啊，五个饼，两条鱼，就这么多了。
So they went to the Lord and they found out that they had five loaves and two fish.
那么主呢，就说好，叫他们把这些百姓一排一排的坐下。
So then the Lord asked them to ask the crowd to sit down row by row.
五十一排的，一百一排的。
And each was 50.
然后呢，主呢把饼拨拨那个注屑的拨开，就递给门徒，向门徒递给这些百姓。
So the Lord broke the bread and gave it to the disciples to pass to the people.
啊，我很想知道啊，那天呢，被那个门徒们接这些饼的时候啊，他们在想什么啊
？I always wonder what was going through the disciples' minds as they were receiving this bread from the Lord.
真的，就五个饼，两条鱼，再看看这么多人，还是分哈，分一点那个什么，然后这第一排五十个人，那个还没分完，那个这东西都。这个东西都没有了哈，对不对？
Must be interesting for the disciples to receive bread from the Lord, just the five loaves, and give the crowd the 50, and come back to eat more.
那么他们在想说，大概分完第一排这个饼已经都没，这已经早就用完了哈。
They're about thinking after the first group of 50, they find no more bread left.
哎，不但是第一排、第二排、第三排，发觉到五千个人都喂饱了。
So group by group.
而且是五千个男丁啊，还不包括妇女跟孩子。哇，这样啊，在这件事情上，主不但他自己行神迹，他借着行的神迹，他实在他在教导这那个门徒们呢，首先教导门徒们学习性的功课。
Not only did the Lord perform this miracle, but he also taught the disciples the word about faith.
那么他们看见当有需要的时候呢，不是问他自己有没有能力，是看他主有没有能力。
That when there's a situation that comes up, don't ask themselves what can we do, but ask the Lord.
我想我们今天在一同学习做主的门徒的时候。
So that we learn to
我们也要开始用前面的弟兄姊妹的例子榜样哈，我们来学习做门徒。是主呢，在整个教会前面带领一些信主的、跟随主的好一段时间的弟兄姊妹。
God has prepared brothers and sisters who have followed the Lord longer than we have.
那么他们呢，在跟随主一段时间，他们对主呢有些经历。
And they have experiences from their walk with the Lord.
而我们要学起来服侍主的时候。
So we learn to rise up and follow the Lord.
我们应该先学学看看这些弟兄姊妹他们怎么服侍主。
We need to learn and observe how these brothers who have been walking with the Lord longer, how do they serve the Lord?
这些弟兄姊妹们怎么样走信心的功课
？How do they learn the walk of faith?
这些弟兄姊妹当中难处来的时候，他们怎么样仰望主？
When difficulties come up, how do they look to the Lord?
今天呢，主也借着这些弟兄姊妹的一些例子、一些榜样，让我们来学习来跟随主。
Lord has provided role models and examples for us to follow after.
当主在他们真理上有些教导。
And Lord has many teachings for them.
那么主也做了很多的例子，那个在前面做给他们看啊。
And the Lord also had many examples that He did for them.
然后呢，主呢，在第三个方面呢，就打发他们出去。
Now the third way the Lord trained His disciples is He sent them out to serve.
那么主呢，借打发他们出去，他们自己去服侍哈，自己去面对这些在传福音，自己去行神迹奇事的，来学习怎么样的事情，这就是门徒。
The Lord sent them to preach the gospel, and the Lord sent them to perform miracles.
真理固然重要。
Truth is very important.
榜样也是那个非我们要留心的。
And examples is also something we can learn from.
但是很多时候我们呢，真正的认识主啊，做主的门徒啊，是你自己去做的，你自己去服侍学的。
But a lot of times how we really learn to be disciples is to do it ourselves, to learn directly from personal experience.
我常常觉得哈，这个礼拜五查经的时候啊，大家弟兄姊妹交通啊是一个，你常常是他们主的话是，你交通以后啊，你交通的东西呢才是你的。
A lot of times in Friday night Bible studies, brothers and sisters can share and fellowship on God's word. A lot of things that they fellowship is from their own personal experience.
只有你自己交通过出来的东西呢，在里面才能那个印象才这么样的深刻。
Only from your own personal experience can that be so real and ingrained in you.
很多时候别人讲的，对别人说的，大概我们听听就过去了。当我们起来自己来交通的时候，当我们起来自己来传福音的时候，哎，你才真正的知道，我才真正的发觉，我对于福音其实不是那么样子的清楚。
When you preach the gospel yourself, then you realize, you know what? I'm not actually that.
当我们来跟人传福音，别人问过这个问题，那个问题才发觉，我还有好多东西我需要好好自己来学的。如果我们不起来自己传福音的话呢，你可能永远不知道怎么样传福音。
Unless we preach the gospel, we may never know how to preach the gospel.
我们可能听了很多传福音的道理，但是我们不会传福音。
We may have heard many gospel messages, but we ourselves don't know how to preach them.
主呢，他并不是说，哎，这些门徒们啊，全部都那个课都上完了，这个立榜样，通通做完了以后才打发人出去。
It's not that the Lord after he taught them many things and then after he set many examples for them, then he sent them out.
那么在马太福音第十章的时候呢，主把十二个门徒们叫来了，就要打发他们出去。
In Matthew chapter 10, he called his disciples together and sent them out.
这时候呢，他们跟随主的年日的还不是很久，我想最多一年左右。
They didn't follow the Lord for that long, probably give or take around a year.
那么他们也听到主的就那个关于天国的登山宝训。
So they had heard the Sermon on the Mount.
他们也看见了主是这些神迹奇事。
They had seen some of the miracles that the Lord performed.
主说可以了，打发他们出去。
And they said, okay, time to send you out.
我们呢真的也不需要啊，真的是你信主的要二三十年之后才起来服侍，你信主的那个什么第二天呢，有你里头主给你一点恩典呢，你就可以开始起来学习去服侍。
We don't have to believe in the Lord for 20 to 30 years in order to serve Him. If after the second day God has already given us a little grace, then we can rise up and serve Him.
那么说在马太福音第十章里头啊，这个主花了有很一整章啊，来教导门徒们他们怎么样出去自己来服侍。
So in Matthew chapter 10, the Lord teaches disciples how to go about preaching gospel.
这又是另外一个例子，马太福音他所教导的是一个主题一个主题这样教导的，应该这样记载的。
And here is Matthew records theme by theme.
你在其他福音书的话，你会发觉这些教导可能在记载在不同的章节里头。
But in the other gospel, we see that these teachings are recorded in different chapters.
那么在马太福音第十章里面呢，他这主教导他们这那个打发他们差去出去之的时候呢，他基本上他是这样很丰富啊，我们没办法完全这那个交通啊，但是基本上他可以有四个方面我们可以来学习。
So Matthew chapter 10, because it's so rich, we do not have time to.Fellowship on all the details, but in Matthew chapter 10, there are four parts in the chapter.
因为呢，打发他们出去啊，叫他们自己去传福音，自己去那个服侍百姓呢，是这么样的重要啊。所以主呢，他花了整张的篇对这篇幅来先教导他们，带领他们。
Because it is so important to preach the gospel, so important to serve that that the Lord spent an entire chapter to teach them.
那么第一个方面呢，我们会看见呢，他们要首先要学的功课呢，是在信心当中来仰望神。
So now the first homework that the disciples need to learn in Matthew chapter 10 about sending them out to serve is how to live a life of faith.
这是每一个要做主门徒的人呢，必须学的第一个功课，在信心当中来跟随主、仰望主。
The first homework that the disciples need to learn is how to live a life of faith.
那么在第十章第五节啊，那个耶稣差这十二个人去。吩咐他们说：“外邦人的路，你们不要走；撒玛利亚的人的城，你们不要进。宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去，谁走谁传，说天国近。”
So Matthew chapter 10 verse 5 through 7 says that Jesus had instructed them, saying, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'"
那么在那个时候呢，因为主还没有上十字架。
At that time, because the Lord had not been hung on the cross.
那么以色列人跟外邦人中间有一个隔开了一道墙。
So there was a barrier, a dividing wall between the Gentiles and the Jews.
那时候呢，这个以色列人呢是不准跟外邦人来往。
And at that time, Gentiles and Jews had no cannot mingle together.
那么主在上十字架之前，他打发门徒出去的时候呢，只打发他们到以色列家去。
So before the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, when he had instructed the disciples, he said not to go in the way of the Gentiles or enter the city of Samaritans, but go to the house of Israel.
那当主从死里复活以后啊，
after the Lord resurrected,
那么中间隔断的墙就拆开了。
Then the barrier of the dividing wall was broken down.
那时候主就在打发他们去了，从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极啊，做我的见证。
That the Lord commanded them to lead his disciples from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to all over the world.
但是这个时候呢，他就主的工作只是要他们在以色列家工作。
But this work was for now was just in the house of Israel.
那么叫他们是做什么呢？去传福音，对不对？传天国的福音啊。
And what was this work? This work was to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他们听过自主传过天国的福音了，这是主要他们自己去传天国的福音。
Now that they've already heard the gospel of the kingdom, now it's their turn to preach the gospel.
然后他说呢。你要医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也白白的舍去。
The Lord also said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely you give.
他们看见主行了许多的神迹奇事。
The disciples saw the Lord Jesus perform many miracles and wonders.
好像在旁边也学了很多怎么样来在信心当中的依靠神。
And they observed how to rely by faith on God.
但是呢，看主行神迹是一回事情。
But the city worker for miracles is one thing.
那么他们自己去神迹，去行神迹的话是另外一回事情了。
It's another thing performing miracles themselves.
这就是一个信心上的考验了。
This is a test of faith.
那么那个主能够做，我能做吗
？The Lord can do, but can I do?
那么当然，主在叫他们出去之前呢，给他们权柄。
Of course, before the Lord sent them out, He gave them authority.
他给他们权柄，能够赶逐污鬼，并且医治各样的病症。
The Lord had given them authority to cast out demons and heal the sick.
那么这个权柄在他们手上呢，他们能够行神迹奇事。
So they had the authority to do these things.
但是呢，有权柄给他们是一回事情呢，你敢不敢用这个权柄是另外一回事情。
To have the authority to do these things is one thing, but to be able to execute this authority is another thing.
要知道他们真正的去面对这些。那个被鬼附的人，在面对这些那个生病的人的时候
when they approach and kind of go to a situation where demons, then
他们才真正的知道他们有没有信心啊，来行使主所赐给他们的权利。
Then they should truly know whether they have that faith to be able to exercise the authority given them.
啊，唯有当他们去行的时候，才发觉呢，他们信心不够，他们有更多的仰望神。
That when they realize their faith wasn't enough, then they can hope and look to the Lord even more.
其实今天教会，其实主啊，给教会也有很多的权柄。
Actually, the Lord today gives the brothers and sisters much authority and power.
他说呢，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，我在天上也要捆绑。
The Lord has said, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
在地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
And whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我们今天在传福音的时候。
When we preach the gospel,
我们呢，真是要有个祷告啊，要那个求神捆绑那个撒旦那个作为。
When we preach the gospel, we should have a prayer that the Lord would bind Satan.
捆绑撒旦呢，叫他不再迷惑人心呢，不再这是那个说谎言。
That the Lord would bind Satan so that he would no longer deceive the world and no longer lie.
那么，同时我们要求神呢，释放人的心啊。
And we also need to pray to the Lord to have him release the spirit.
那么让人不但是不被撒旦的谎言所欺骗。
That no longer would he be deceived by the lies and schemes of Satan.
也不被我们自己过去的经历所捆绑。
But not also be bound by our previous burdens.
啊，让我们能够自由的来到神那边起来认识他了，相信他，跟这根水。
So with liberty, we can come before the Lord to believe in him.
那么这是神赐给教会的权柄。
And this is the authority God has given the church.
我们有没有信心来行使这样的权柄？
We have the faith to believe this.
然后呢，底下说呢，他说呢，腰带里头呢，不要带金银铜钱，行路不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。
And then later Jesus said, "Not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belt." Or a bag for your journey, or even two coats, or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is worthy of his support.
主要在打发他们出去这件事情上面呢，让他们学习在每天生活的供应上来学习仰望神。
And through this, the Lord teaches them to totally rely on God for their daily needs.
不但是说不能带金子，不能带银子。
It's not saying that you can't. Not only can you acquire gold or silver.
那么连铜板都不能带。
Even copper.
不但是这样子啊，连口袋都不能带。
Even bags.
他说不带钱的话呢，带点吃的可以吧？
Then you might say, okay, well, if I can't bring anything, I think I can bring something to eat.
啊，口袋都不能带，连吃的都不能带。
I can't even bring a bag. I can't even bring food.
他说也不能带，不要带两件衣服、褂子，不要带鞋，不要带拐杖。他们那时候传福音呢，不是坐车、坐骑马去传的，他们是走路去传的。
They didn't preach the gospel by sitting on horses or sitting on a train.
他们走过旷野，走过小山，在走路去传的哈。
Back then they had to walk to preach the gospel. They had to walk over valleys and hills.
那鞋很容易就穿坏了。
So it's very easy for your shoes to wear it out.
衣服大概没几天，大概也旧了。
And after not many days, your clothes probably get old.
你说这些都不要带。
And the Lord said, don't bring
them. 因为工人得饮食是应当的。
For the worker is worthy of his support.
那主要在他们打发出去他们的时候，让他们在这些最简单的生活上来单单的仰望主。
So when the Lord sent them out, he basically asked them to trust in him in these very simple daily needs.
主既然主打发了他们去。
The Lord sent them.
主负责他们一切的需要。
And He provided all their needs.
主供应他们每天的需要。
God provided for everything they need.
让他们学习主是那个供应的源头。
So that they would learn to know that the Lord is the provider of all things.
我想我们今天在一同的学习做主的门徒的时候，这个信心的功课也是不是这么样对我们是多么样的重要呢？
So as we live our lives as disciples today.Do we come to understand and know the importance of our faith?
也许我们没有被带到的地步，我们需要主来供应我们每天的粮食。
Even if we don't really go through these kind of situations, do we really trust in the Lord to provide for our daily needs?
但是呢，我们只是在需要在许多的事情上来学习信心的功课。
There are many things that we need to learn this summer of faith.
学习主供应我们的需要。
To learn that God will provide for our needs.
他说呢， 这些事情啊，这个关于吃的喝的啊，这是外邦人所求的，基本你们天父都知道的。
The Gentiles, they worry about what to wear, what to eat, and the Lord knows this.
那么就在我们生活的需要，主这个天父是晓得的。
The Father heaven knows that you need these things.
那么就那个我们信心的功课学到什么地步
？And where has our homework brought us?
那么我们能够为主做工就做到什么地步
？And as we serve the Lord, where has this led us?
那主在地上讲道的时候，有件事情非常稀奇啊！而且在地上行神迹的一个很稀奇的事情。
There was something that the Lord was when he was speaking that was very
amazing. 那么就是当如果人不信的时候呢，主他不能行什么神迹。
Believe,
不但是主他不愿意行，他不能行什么神迹。主就算是他想要医这个人如果没有信心的话，主不能做事情。在做主的门徒的时候，主是要带领我们。如果我们没有信心跟随的话呢，主不知道怎么样带领我们。
As disciples, if we lack faith, the Lord cannot.
主带领我们的功课，带领我们的学，在我们的服事上，是根据于我们对他有够多那个多少的信心。
In our homework of faith, the more we have faith in the Lord, the more we will be learning.
啊，这是第一个方面，他们要学的。
This is the first thing we need to learn.
那么第二个方面呢，他们要学的呢，就是学习跟随圣灵在里面的带领。圣灵在里面所指教他们的这话语。
The word of the Holy Spirit is true.
在十六节啊，他说：“我差你们去啊，如同羊进入狼群。”
In verse 16 it says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so ye shall go."
所以你们要灵巧像蛇，寻羊像鸽子，你们要防备的。
So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. In the beginning of verse 17, but beware of men.
那么当主打发这些门徒出去的时候，真的是好像羊进入狼群一样啊。
So when the Lord sent out his messengers, truly it was he sent to the midst of wolves.
那么仇敌要想尽方法要吞吃他们。
The enemy, the devil, will try to find ways to devour them.
那么那个多方面来攻击他们。
And all of them will attack them.
那主的一方面要教导他们。
On one hand, the Lord teaches them.
他们要灵巧像蛇一样。
That they need to be shrewd as serpents.
不是像蛇那会害人。
Not like
something that will attack you. 但是呢，要知道人在想什么，人的那个是筹划这个计谋是什么。
Shrewd in the sense of knowing all the different cunning plots of the enemy.
所以这些事情他们要需要防备啊，这个他们有责任去防备这些事。
So they have a responsibility to prevent and defend
themselves. 啊，当然了，那不要寻羊像鸽子，所以我们不会以恶报恶，不会因为人诡诈，我们也诡诈啊。
On the other hand, we should be.As innocent as doves, we shouldn't repay evil for evil.
但是呢，我们有责任需要防备仇敌的工作。
So we have a responsibility to protect and defend ourselves from the attacks of evil.
但是有的时候呢，他说到了个地步的时候，你非得面对这些是逼迫不可。
But there will come a point where we have no choice but to face this situation.
那么仇敌会逼到一个地步的时候呢？他会鞭打你们，会把你下在监里头。
The enemy will bring you to a point where it says here, verse 17, can bring you before governors and kings, and also there'll be a scourge in the synagogue.
那么他们你们会稍微会送到这个诸侯灭亡面前呢、啊，然后受受许多审判啊。
So you will be brought before governors and kings to face the judge.
然后说，在你们被交到公会去的时候呢，你不要想啊自己要说什么样的话。
So when they hand you over, don't worry about how or what you're saying.
或者是怎么样说话。
Or how to say.
因为呢，到的时候呢，圣灵会赐给你这种该说的话。
Because at that moment, the Spirit will give you the words to say.
哎呀，圣灵所教导的话是远远胜过我们能够想出来的话。
The words from the Spirit far excel the words that come from us.
远远胜过我们准备了几天几夜要说什么样的话，都不如圣灵在那时候赐给教导话。
We cannot compare.The Spirit's words cannot compare to the words that we prepare many days in advance.
那么，在那个《使徒行传》的时候啊，那里记载了一件事，第四章记载一件事情。
In Acts chapter 4 records an instance.
那时候呢，彼得呢，因为医好一个生来瘸腿的一个人，那个瘸子。
Because Peter had healed a lame.
那么借了一篇传道，让5000人能够悔改。
So So when priests, 5,000 men believed.
这时候官府就来了，把他们抓到公会去了啊。
So then the people came and put them in jail.
抓到公会去了。
But brought them to the whole court.
那么就问他说的，你们是怎么是这那个行这个神迹？是奉谁的名在叫这个人的这个人的那个脚好的呢？那时候呢，他说呢，彼得被圣灵充满
了。
是知名的官府啊！如果你们今天要问这个人怎么样痊愈的话，我告诉你他怎么样痊愈。
So Peter says, rulers and elders of the people, if you're curious as to how I made this person well, I'll tell you.
这个人痊愈啊，是因为你们钉死在十字架上的耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
This man has been made well because the person who crucified Jesus Christ the Nazarene.
那他是你们匠人所弃的石头呢，已经做了房角的石块，这头块石头了。
He is a stone, and has become the chief cornerstone.
天下那个人间呢，那个我们没有靠能够靠的任何其他的名可以靠的得救。
And there is salvation in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven that has been saved.
那官府非常惊奇啊，什么证，怎么这么大的胆量啊？
So people were surprised how he had power.
因为他们看到这些人都是没有学问的一些小民啊，不小老百姓啊，小民。
These people were nobody. They didn't really have much.
他们因此他们看到这些是什么人呢？他们是跟过耶稣的。
And there were people who followed Jesus.
啊，在那时候呢，是圣灵赐给保罗那个彼得是那个说的话，让那个仇敌哑口无言啊。
So that it was the Holy Spirit that gave Peter the word to So that the mouth of the devil
will
be shut.
So when we follow the Lord, we need to learn what the Holy Spirit teaches us. 那个一个做主门徒的人呢，是对于圣灵在里面带领是非常有认识感觉的。
To be a disciple of the Lord, to be able to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, be sensitive to the Spirit, is very important.
然后我们有时候在传福音，在碰到一些难处的时候呢，我们要常常里头啊睡不着，如果那个该怎么办啊，很做难。
So when we preach the gospel, we encounter difficulties. A lot of times we have difficulties speaking. So what do we do?
我们呢在那里想啊想，我们要说什么话，再怎么样说话啊。
We think for ourselves, what word should I say?
那这边这告诉我们说，学习先来等候圣灵。告诉我们该做什么样的话。哎呀，圣灵所教导的话，远远胜过我们想了三天三夜的讲讲的话。
The words of the Holy Spirit will far exceed what we would be able to think upon our own for many days and nights.
跟随圣灵的话呢，必须常常在暗示中来跟随主。
Following the Holy Spirit is one of the lessons we need to learn about the Lord.
他说呢，我在暗中告诉你们，要明处说出来。在耳朵听进，要防上宣扬出来。
So what I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light. When you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops.
这是一个做门徒的人呢，又要学习基本的功课之一啊，在内心中与主有亲近。
So this is a homework that we all need to learn, and so that we can draw in into the Lord.
第三方面呢
，The third,
那么他要为主的名能够站立得住。
Is to be able to uphold the name of the Lord.
我们呢，那个主的名啊，在我们看是宝贝。
We need to treasure the name of the Lord.
但是呢，主的名呢，在那些仇敌眼中啊，是看为恨恶的。
Of course, the name of the Lord among the enemies are abhorrent.
那么呢，他说你们要为我的名呢，被众人所恨恶。
And says that you will be hated by all because of my name.
但是呢，他说呢，你凡在人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前也认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在天上的父面前也不认他。
The Lord also says that everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. Whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven.
我们今天在传福音传什么呢
？What are we preaching today？
我们在传的是主耶稣基督的名。
We're preaching the name of the Lord Jesus.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Apart from him, there's no salvation.
因为天下人间没有下别的名可以靠得得救。
But there's no other name given among men under heaven by which we must.
高举主的名。我们来宣扬主的名。
So we need to exalt the name of the Lord, to uphold the name of the Lord.
那第一件事情呢，我们在人面前要认主的名。
So we need to know the name of the Lord.
那很多时候啊，基督徒啊，不敢在人面前呢认主的名。
A lot of times, we as Christians are afraid to confess the name of the Lord.
我想啊，很多原因是因为啊，我们的第一个我们的见证不够啊，第二个我们怕因认主的名啊带来的一些难处。
One, it could be because we are afraid of our testimony is not strong enough, and the other reason is could be because we are afraid of the consequences.
高举这个名叫付代价。
To uphold the name of the Lord is not to pay a price.
高举在这面前认主的名呢，第一个呢，你会发觉人在我们身上有一个特别的要求。
Now, you come to realize that as you hold the name of the Lord and confess the name of the Lord, it will be a request.
我们呢不高举主的名也罢，我们如果是想在面前认主的名的话，别人有各样的那个高的标准来量我们。
If we confess the name of the Lord to other people, these people will have a higher standard of measure us against.
但是感谢主啊，我们如果肯认主，在人面前认主的名的话。
So thank the Lord that we are willing to confess the name of the Lord to other people.
主在父面前，他那一天呢，他要认我们的名。
One day, God, the Lord Himself will confess us before the Father.
其实很多时候呢，在人面前呢，承认我们是基督徒，认主的名呢，对我们是一个很大的、很好的保护。
Actually, when we come to know the name of the Lord and confess the name of the Lord, that's a good protection.
很多时候呢，试探就不来了。
A lot of times, temptation will not come.
那些败坏的事情也不来。
And bad things will not come.
那个对我们主的名对我们来是一个极大的保护。那在第四个方面呢，主要这些门徒们出去的时候要学的功课，那就要学习背起十字架来跟随主。你知道我们这些人呢，在跟随主的时候啊，会遭遇了很多，不是主做门徒啊，有很多很多的难处啊。
When the Lord calls us to be His disciples, we encounter many difficulties.
啊，有从仇敌来的难处，从世界来的难处。
There are difficulties in the world and from the devil.
其实呢，很多时候呢，就最大的难处是什么呀
？But actually, what is the greatest difficulty, obstacle?
最大难处的不是别人。
The greatest problem is not others.
最大难处是我自己。
The greatest problem is ourselves.
是我这个人呢，给我带来的难处。
I myself is my greatest obstacle.
哎呀，我们这个天然人呢，在里头啊。不少时候啊，那个他给自己难处，他给别人难处。
Our natural man gives other people difficulties, and our natural man also gives ourselves problems.
然后，如果要做主的门徒的话
，If we want to be the Lord's disciples,
一个要对付的就是别人，是对付你自己。
The first thing we need to address is ourselves.
他借主借的十字架来对付我们。
The Lord uses the cross to deal with us.
借着十字架来挫碎我们。
That the cross will break us.
啊，让我们呢，真是看见我们这个人天然的本相了，知道怎么样来跟随主。
That we can truly see our true nature and be
the Father. 很多时候，这些十字架最难处不是外面的。
A lot of times, this cross is not outside.
啊，甚至是自己家里来的。
A lot of times, the cross comes from our own household.
弟兄要把弟兄送到死地，儿子要把儿女送到死地。
Brother will pray brother to death, and father his child.
那么那个儿女要起来啊，我那个害父要把这个父母、啊、那个送到死地去。
And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death.
他说呢，人的仇敌啊，就是自己家里的。
He says that a man's enemies will be the members of his household.
多少时候，看到弟兄姊妹们，我们在这经历的时候，你发觉十字架有的时候不在很远的地方啊。
A lot of times in our own personal experience, you may realize that the cross doesn't come from the outside. A lot of times, the cross is right inside of the castle.
有多少那些近前不是主的那些神的儿女？
How many of those who follow the Lord?
因着他们儿女呢不信主，因着他们儿女悖逆叛逆。
Because of their children who do not believe in the Lord.
他们呢那个悖逆那个起来悖逆啊，他们受了多少的苦？
Because the children are unbelievers, they endure so much afflictions.
当然他们那个是昼夜为他们儿女祷告。
Day and night they pray for the children.
啊，但是呢，儿女们不信主，反那个是悖逆的时候，在他们身上所造成的难处有多么的大。
But because the children do not believe, it brings so much problems to them.
哎呀，那个听那个电台 radio 的时候，那个 Focus on Family 啊，那个 James Dobson 呢，他也是不听，我就印象很深刻。
On Focus on the Family.
那么他说他认识好多那些爱主不是主的那些长老啊，那些传道人啊。
James Dobson said, "I know so many brothers who love the Lord, who serve the Lord."
但是呢，他们不知道他们孩子为什么不信主，他们叛逆啊，他们造成好许许多多的难处。
But But for some reason, the children did not believe the word and gave them a lot of problems.
他们那个, 让他们的服侍不容易服侍, 他们在那里啊, 遭受了许许多多的那个,
so they're not really able to serve and bring them so many
感谢主呢, 在中间有, 可能有不少人, 因为他们父母多年的祷告, 他们回头了, 啊, 他们悔改了。
So thank you, Lord, after almost how many years of prayer, these children eventually converted.
但是呢, 还有多少人呢, 在那里, 还在等候, 他的儿女们回头, 啊, 那个归向主。
So how many believing parents are still in the world today who are waiting for their children to come to know the Lord?
主借着在, 在我们周围最亲近的人, 给我们的难处啊, 是我们的神这样。
The Lord gives us those closest to us, our household across the world.
那他说呢, 爱父母过于爱我的, 不配做我的名字, 爱儿女过于爱我的, 不配做我的名字。
The Lord says that he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
他更说呢, 不背着他的十字架, 跟从我的, 也不配做我的名字。
And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
我们要起来做主的门徒的话
If you want to be his disciples,
十字架的功课我们是躲不掉的
The homework of the cross is never ending
那么十字架的功课 很多时候是唯一的功课 让我们这个人改变
This homework of picking up our cross is the only thing that can cause us to change
唯一的主一条路 让我们这个人被磨成他的样子
It's the only way for us to be conformed to his image
还是主借的十字架 把我们这个人做成他能够使用的工作 这器皿做成他的门徒
It's through the cross that we can be an honorable vessel for him, and it's through the cross that we can be used by him.
啊, 感谢主啊, 我们信主以后啊, 都应该做主的门徒。
Thank the Lord that after we believe in him, we are all his disciples.
做主的门徒啊, 实在是一件有福的事情。
To be his disciple is a blessed thing.
啊, 今天好好学功课啊, 我们来听了, 在天国里头, 在国度里头的, 跟我们的主一同掌权。
We can learn our homework while we're here on earth so that we can reign with him.
我们做门徒啊, 我们是做天国的门徒。
To be the Lord's disciples is to be disciples of the kingdom of heaven.
To prepare us. To prepare us.
To equip us so that we can be disciples of the kingdom of heaven. To prepare us so that we can receive the riches of the kingdom of heaven. To prepare us to be glorified with
him.
愿主怜悯我们天父我们感谢赞美你因为你不但借着你爱耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们你用荣耀和美德来招我们你用荣耀和美德来招我们
那你要我们起来来跟随我们的主，来在国度里头的学习，在做主的门徒。
起来忠心服侍我们的主，服侍他的教会，服侍神的儿女。主啊，愿你这样怜悯我们，你知道我们是何样的软弱。那我们应该心里愿意，但是我们肉体常常跟不上。
但是我们感谢赞美你，因为你是信实的。那么，主你所定的旨意必定要在我们身上成就。我们就把我们一同，跟我们从走天路的众弟兄姊妹一同交在你的手中。
The spiritual journey into your hands.
因为你再来呼召我们,
and you call us.
再来带领我们,
and lead us.
教导我们,
and teach us.
祷告奉主的名,
pray in Jesus' name. Amen.